This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Several uncontained fires on Colorado's western slope and a big one in eastern Utah that's moving towards the Colorado border have prompted Governor Jared Polis to issue a disaster declaration. The four fires vary in size but have closed Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park and forced several evacuation and pre-evac notices. With the declaration, the state's emergency operations and resource mobilization plans are activated. Meanwhile, in Douglas County, evacuation orders that were issued for a brush fire near Chatfield Reservoir yesterday have been lifted. Wind and drought-like conditions are making it easier for fires to spread on the western slope. You're asked to take extra precautions when recreating. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is looking at six sites in Colorado for more possible detention facilities. CPR's Tony Gorman.
The potential sites include former prisons that are privately owned in El Paso, Huerfano, and Will counties. That's according to court documents from a lawsuit filed in April by the American Civil Liberties Union. Two of the country's largest private prison companies have stakes in private prisons in Colorado. CoreCivic had already prioritized unused facilities in Walsenburg and Burlington for possible expansion. Geo Group currently operates the Aurora ICE Processing Center. ICE received $45 billion over 4 years to expand immigration detention infrastructure following the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill in Congress. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Housing prices in Colorado Springs hit a new high record in June. The median home price in the region reached $500,000 for the first time ever. That new record comes as even more homes are listed for sale in the region than at any time in the last decade. The Pikes Peak Association of Realtors says the pricier homes at $700,000 or $800,000 are actually selling more quickly than starter homes. It's all happening as persistent high interest rates keep first-time buyers out of the market. In Grand Junction, a high of 100 degrees today, 94 in both Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.